Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, and we're trying to answer this question. Is it okay to eat meat that's been offered to idols? Because there are some in the Corinthian church that say, hey, it's just meat. That's all it is. So get over yourselves. Well, what we're going to see in the text is that the goal of biblical knowledge is love for God and others. So notice what he says here in verses 1 through 3. Now concerning food offered to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. This knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not know it as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by God. The goal of biblical knowledge is not the passing on of biblical knowledge only. The goal of biblical knowledge is love for God and others. So let me give you an example. If your child comes to you from their bedroom with their lip quivering and saying that she is afraid of the dark, your best parenting move is not to say, "Are you kidding me? Toughen up, kid. You know that there's nothing that's going to jump out and grab you." Well, you know as a parent that there's not anything under the bed. You know that there are not monsters that come out in the dark. But you merely attempting to transfer the knowledge is not going to alleviate the fear. Knowledge alone is not the answer. And Paul is not saying that knowledge is bad, just that knowledge alone is not the answer. Paul gives us two reasons why knowledge alone is not sufficient, but you've got to tune in till the next episode of Day by Day. But when you pray today, please remember Filomeno Kakilala and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. Also remember the Chichiwa Life Word broadcast that's heard in Zambia and Malawi.